Our challenge this year is to encourage more WILO listeners to become WILO supporters. So we are asking you to help us build a member match fund to kick off our fall pledge campaign with a Power Hour Thursday, October the 16th. And by giving early, you will encourage others to follow your lead and keep the pledge drive efficient. So send us a check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. Thank you. And now it's time for our opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:57, down 2 on the open. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7:25. Down 6 1/4. That Kansas bid, by the way, was 7:57, down 2. December corn opened at 5:57, down 6 on the open. March, 5:75 1/2, down 5. May, 5:86 1/2, down 5 3/4. July, 5:97, down 4. September, 5:98 1/2, down 4 1/4. December, 5:98, down 4 3/4 on the open. November beans open at 11:77, down 10 on the open. January, 11:96, down 7 3/4. July, 12:27, down 12 1/2. And November of 2009, 11:95, down 9 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 3:23, down 4.60 on the open. December, 3:29, down 3.50. October soybean oil opened at 47.20, down 50 on the open. December, 47.70, down 50. October live cattle opened at 102.07 1/2, down 10 on the open. December, 104.10, down 10. February, 104.25, down 7 1/2. April, 104.97 1/2, down 50 on the open. September feeders opened at 107.87 1/2, up 17 1/2 on the open. October, 107.40, down 20. November, 107.35, down 10. January, 106.85, down 27 1/2 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 69.05, up 10 on the open. December, 66.10, down 12 1/2. February, 72.20, down 7 1/2. April, 77, down 12 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 99.40, and they were up 1.40 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
A lot of noise in the marketplace this week with what's going on Wall Street regarding the federal bailout. When the market is as noisy as it is, how useful are technicals? A general question before we get into some particulars.
Well, I think technical action is telling you that we're probably getting poised for a big move. So, you know, it's what they're telling you is that, you know, place your bets. You got to determine how much risk you want to. If you're on the right side, it's going to be gratifying. If you're on the wrong side, it's going to be painful.
All right, then. We have you here to tell us what is the right side to be on for corn and beans.
Well, I'm an old guy, so I can't stand any pain anymore. So I stand aside and let the young bucks take on that action. It's a hard one to read. Being a studier of markets, I'm a little cautious and a little concerned with, you know, we all know this in commodity trading is that the old axiom, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news type situation works more often than not. And I guess I'm a little fearful that you know, whatever Washington comes up with on a rescue package or a bailout package or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, the market is rallying on that based upon the news or the rumors. And once the deal has been finalized, the trade may sell the news. And that's going to be the scary thing, I think, come Monday morning. Because if a $700 billion package doesn't rally the market come Monday morning, I guess the question is what's next? So it is a little scary, I think, in that sense. How that relates to commodity trading, we'll have to kind of wait and see. But my guess is, like anything, the market always wants more. So the $700 million that they come up with is probably not going to be enough. So the market's going to want more. And I think more leads to maybe you got to be awful careful, a complete meltdown in the dollar. Sharp decline in the value of the dollar, and then that would have a tendency to probably be kind of bullish commodities, whether it would be ag commodities or all commodities. So you got to be a little careful. I think it's just kind of tricky in here, and you know, I'm not really smart enough to tell you which way this thing's going to fall come Monday morning, but I think Monday's going to be an interesting trade.
So I suppose the best way, to, if you're hedging or speculating commodities, maybe the best thing to do is to sit on your hands at the moment.
Well, it depends on, you know, how much of a gambler you want to be. There'll be some great rewards here, but there could be some painful positions if it's wrong. But I don't think the market's going to do much until we kind of get this thing settled down in Washington. And like I said, I don't know if the bailout's going to settle it down. We'll have to kind of wait and see. But the old trader's axiom, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news, be careful. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at in that. I think, you know, when you look at raw ag commodities seasonally, the last 2 weeks of September are very hard to get the market to go up in the front of that environment, because that's normally when the combines start rolling. I know we're behind here by a couple weeks, but we are starting to get some combining beginning to take hold, and I think next week we'll probably have a little more activity. So, you know, I think that's going to kind of maybe weigh on the markets. But as far as new buy interest in ag commodities, whether it's from traditional funds or index funds, I think until things are a little stable in New York, that's going to be somewhat limited, I think.
Well, and let's take it back to the U.S. dollar for a moment. And you've been a pretty much a dollar bear for, well, I would say at least 6 months perhaps. And we did have this little rally, got it up all the way to 80.40, and we've been sort of declining ever since. And we got indications from Fed Chair Ben Bernanke this week that the Fed will probably consider another rate reduction in October and maybe another one in December. So does that imply to you a softer dollar and so on and so forth?
Oh, there's so many factors that go into it. I mean, when you look at the raw chart action, the dollar has done some nice stuff technically. We did break above long-term trend line drawn off of the 2005 high. We had a nice little 9-cent gain here. Now, this correction the last couple of weeks so far, a 50% retracement levels holding. It held just above that. 50% of this advance on the dollar index was somewhere around 75.80, give or take a few penny, a few cents there. And so far, we're kind of holding that, and we're kind of going sideways now. Here, the question here is this just a pause before we go on down to the next leg? And I think that's going to be answered with how things shake out in Washington here over the next 2 to 3 days. But it's hard for me to visualize. I think if Congress wouldn't do nothing, let's say they couldn't come to an agreement, I think that would be bullish to the dollar. I think that would, but as if they come to an agreement that they're going to spend $700 billion or $1 trillion or whatever it is, I think then that will probably be somewhat bearish to the dollar.
So we're at the end of the day. What are we left with? We're left with just sort of, unless you got the guts of a cat burglar, just waiting and see what happens on Monday.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, at this time, it depends upon, yeah, as far as farmer marketing goes, mm-hmm. On any kind of farmer decisions, I think if I was making those decisions, I would put everything on hold here for a little bit and see how this thing shakes out here over the next week or two, mm-hmm. because I do think we're going to have some volatility. Not sure whether it's up or down yet, but I do think we're going to have some pretty good volatility in the marketplace. And, you know, let's hope it's for the best rather than for the worse.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's extended forecast highlights, he says dry weather is expected across the two-state region in most areas on Saturday, but a few showers might back into eastern Indiana from the east on Saturday. A few widely scattered showers may occur Saturday night into Sunday, but amounts and coverage are expected to remain low. A cold front is expected to pass through the two-state areas on Monday afternoon and evening. That will trigger scattered showers Monday afternoon through Tuesday. A few showers may linger into Wednesday, especially during the afternoon hours in Indiana. Temperatures will turn significantly cooler with below average readings expected Tuesday through Thursday of next week. High temperatures will only be in the 50s and 60s, and lows expected to be in the upper 30s and the 40s. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.